two people were murdered in January in the Seattle homeless encampment known as the Jungle. The suspected killers are a trio of teenage brothers. The two older kids are being tried as adults because they're over 16 and they're charged with a very serious crime. That's the state law. But the youngest brother, age 13, is being tried as a juvenile. And that decision often comes down to a judgment call. I wanted to know how that judgment works. So I asked senior King County Deputy Prosecutor Jimmy Hung why, in this case, he decided not to charge the 13-year-old as an adult.
It's a lot of factors. You know, we take into consideration the age of the kid when they committed the offense, their role and culpability in the crime. We look at socioeconomic factors, social history. We look at what opportunities the kid had prior to this crime to afford themselves of juvenile rehabilitative services. And we look at what are the prospects that if we kept the kid in juvenile court, is there a chance that we can turn the kid around? And when you're talking about a kid as young as 13 years old, then that, you know, that 21 years is pretty far out. And I think it's hard for us to say, well, you know, we're going to close the book on a 13-year-old.
These three boys grew up in a really tough environment, right? Father in prison, foster care system after their mom's parental rights were taken away. Some people could argue that kids who grew up like that never got a fair shot. And so shouldn't be put in prisons with adult men where they could be vulnerable, they could be victims themselves.
For these boys, a lot of systems failed them. The foster care system, the school system, I'm sure the medical system. Until we find a way to deal with poverty, institutional racism, implicit bias, all those things, by the time these 16 and 17-year-old boys get into the criminal justice system, in many ways, it could be too late. When you have youth that have endured the life that these kids have had, the idea that we're just going to have an approach of, well, they suffered all of these things coming into the system, we're just going to give them a break because of that, I think then, I don't know if that's fair to the community, because the idea that you're going to then just release kids that have suffered this kind of abuse and trauma and are committing these kinds of serious offenses and you're just going to release them at 21, I think that's a pretty pie-in-the-sky belief that at 21 something magical is going to happen and that they're going to become law-abiding citizens and not do any more of the things that got them in the criminal justice system in the first place.
Well, let's talk about the racial disparity. In King County, last year, 20 juveniles were tried as adults. Every single one of them were children of color, not non-white. From your perspective as a prosecutor, how do we know that there's not something subjective and maybe even racial involved in deciding, oh, that person's more like an adult in this case?
While that many youth were charged into the adult system, I want to be careful to say they weren't all tried as adults. Many of those kids ended up resolving their cases and ended up going back into the juvenile court system. But the point is well taken that is there a problem with the system when every youth that we charge with a crime that brought them into the adult system was a youth of color? Is there a problem with the system? I think that's a fair criticism. But the reality is that practically every case that was presented to the King County Prosecutor's Office for that consideration involved a youth of color. And so absolutely, the criminal justice system, the juvenile justice system is racially disproportionate. And black and brown youth are negatively impacted by that. I think what's important for people to understand is that it's a complicated issue. I think to just point the finger at the court system and say, well, you know, criminal justice is disproportionate and somehow the court system is solely responsible for that, I think it absolves people of their own responsibility.
Interesting. What do you mean by that?
We have to look at schools. How do we keep kids in school? When you look at the disciplinary statistics, the idea that African-American youth are disproportionately expelled, suspended, kicked out of school, their opportunities aren't the same as their white counterparts, that plays a big role into why we see the levels of disproportionality in the juvenile justice system.
So here you're a guy who helps decide whether to charge a juvenile as an adult. That's a significant decision. What do you want people to understand about you and how you make that decision?
Well,
maybe a misconception we have.
I don't know if it's a misconception, but what I do want people to understand is that when we are faced with that really difficult decision, and I'm a firm believer that the decision to charge a youth with an offense that sends them to the adult system is the most important decision we make in juvenile court. And what people need to understand is many, many times, more often than not, we choose to keep that case in juvenile court. And sometimes we get creative. When you have a kid who very clearly commits a crime where the facts say it's a robbery in the first degree, oftentimes we make a decision to charge him or her with something that doesn't really fit what they did, but it keeps them in juvenile court. We take that decision very seriously. It's not a decision that's made quickly or without trying to get as much information as we possibly can. And it's something that we really try and do with great care and responsibility.
Senior Deputy Prosecutor for King County Jimmy Hung talking about the teenagers accused in the shooting in the Seattle homeless encampment known as the Jungle. Two of them charged as adults, one as a juvenile. King County Public Health recently declared the Jungle unfit for human habitation. Seattle's mayor says it needs to be shut down. The city council has not yet decided what to do, and we'll keep following it here on KUOW Seattle.